This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Governor Dennis Dugard says he is asking the Trump administration to allow South Dakota to require some Medicaid health coverage recipients to work to obtain the benefits. The governor announced the proposal during the State of the State address. Dugard says the change would apply to about 4,500 low-income, able-bodied parents who are not caring for an infant. One of the governor's points of emphasis in his final year in office is workforce development. Dugard has worked on the issue with several governors in recent years. He's also met with President Donald Trump when Trump signed an executive order to encourage apprenticeships.
Through all of this, I have seen two interrelated problems in South Dakota. From the perspective of businesses and employers, our state does not have enough workers in many skilled fields, and this is a barrier to economic growth. We have companies that do not expand or that turn away business because they cannot hire enough skilled workers to do the work. Almost any business owner will identify workforce as a significant concern.
Dugard says a good education is a strong element of developing a state workforce.
We must also see this from the perspective of our young people. We want them to receive an education that allows them to find well-paying, fulfilling jobs here in South Dakota. We have an excellent education system in our state, but we must help all of our young people achieve this goal.
Dugard says post-secondary schools and government can join forces to provide an affordable education to students. In his address, he mentioned a partnership between Dakota State University, Southeast Tech, the Sioux Falls School District, and the State Division of Labor to provide tech security opportunities in South Dakota. Turning our attention to the weather, a winter weather advisory is in effect for West River communities Wednesday into Wednesday night, a winter storm watch in effect East River Wednesday night into Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog in the east, lows in the 20s and the 30s.